discuss.
Yeah.
time I sling the baskets off this silver burdened horse. Sink my toes into the ground and set a different course. Cause if I were here and you were there, I'd meet you in between. And not until my dying day, confess what I have seen.
Down. another man.
Look, I can't hear me talking to
the season. Witness to the arc towards the sun. A neighbor's blessed burden within reason becomes a burden born.
people live with me. We can go places. Meet good people meet me. What I can do.
Thank you. Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Crosby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I'm a very important person. I park in the VIP. And when I go to the bathroom, VIP toilet. And when I want to change a light bulb, I don't do it myself. No. I have a technician, because I'm a VIP. I'm a VIP. I'm a VIP. I'm a VIP. Now, as I began to become a VIP, I forgot what I'd become a VIP for. I began to grow accustomed to people saying, "Right this way, sir, drinks are on the house." Flight attendants on airplanes saying,
"Please, really, I don't want to bother you, sir, but it's such a pleasure to have you here on board. May I have your autograph for my daughter?"
Yeah, baby. Right after I go to the toilet, I'll give you a couple of them. Because I'm VIP. Now, one thing about VIPs is they never seem to be alone. Oh, no. The true VIP must travel with an entourage. People who say, "Right on, boss." Because it's a VIP. Right on, boss. I'm a VIP. As I began to realize that I had gained VIP status, worries began to creep in. What if one day I woke up and I was no longer a VIP? No more good tables at the restaurants. No more strange women smiling and approaching me on the streets. No more top-notch booty. No more entourage to say, "Right, boss." I began to have nightmares, and in my nightmares, I was just a fucking nobody, laying at the beach, imagining myself being a VIP, just like I was before, hearing the applause in my head, beautiful warm embraces of superior members of the female gender. VIP. Of course, when one becomes a VIP, inevitably, one meets other VIPs at social occasions. And one inevitably thinks, how shallow and crass these people are. They're not down to earth and real like me. Oh, no. I'm a very special VIP. Another interesting phenomenon associated with VIP celebrityhood is the VIP reflection effect, during which anyone associated with the VIP becomes a sort of VIP in their own right, such as the son of the VIP, guitar player for the VIP, girlfriend with the VIP, accountants of the VIP, the maid, the dog, the music publisher, all enjoy a sort of reflected glory, as in,
"Hi, this is Nastia. I work for it. And I'd like six tables tonight in the VIP section. and he needs passes for everyone, and free drinks, of course, in the VIP area.
Right on, boss, because I'm a VIP. It's also true that when one is a VIP, everybody is happy to see you all the time. And there is an implicit rule that a VIP must never, never be on a bummer. Because everybody expects you to make their day. And woe be unto you if you're in a bad mood. They will murmur, murmur, murmur. And you will find yourself with the wrong kind of attention. A difficult VIP. Psychologists tell us that a sense of self-esteem is so necessary in today's world. As a VIP, I can guarantee you, you'll never be alone. You'll never be alone. Because you're a VIP.
Are you guys ready? Are you rolling? Whitey, we're rolling. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Whitey.
Shit.